Today's daf is daf Pei Zion. So we got to the bottom of Pei Vav Amud Beis. Last we spoke about was the concept that Maim, that with regards to Maim, Chachamim Hekilu Maim, when it came to Mechitza Tluya, Chachamim were Mekel, that you don't have to have the Mechitza go all the way down, it could even be suspended. So the Gemara now comments, last four lines of Pei Vav Amud Beis, Amar Rabba, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Hananiah ben Akavia, both of them, Amru Davar Echa, they both say the same idea. Not exactly the same idea, we will see that there are differences, but the overall concept that Rashi says, Hikilu Harbi B'mayim, that they were very, very lenient with respect to mechitas over the water. So, Rabbi Yehuda Hadavman, we already discussed Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that was when it came to the walls of the bor, that even though the walls don't go over the bor, since the walls separate between the B'nai Chatzir, so that does also serve to separate between the well too. That was one kula. And now, Rabbi Hananiah ben Akavia, the Tanan, Rabbi Hananiah ben Akavia, Omer, this is where it gets tricky. Today's a tricky part of the daf. Gezutra, sheyesh ba arba amos ar arba amos. So we have this platform that's 24 amos by 24 amos, which in calculating with regards to tfachim, it's the equivalent, each amma is 6 tfachim. That means it's 24 tfachim wide. So I'll say what we're trying to accomplish outside. So if you take 24 tfachim across, we're going to now create a hole in the middle of 4x4 tfachim, a little hole to lower down the pail. So now you have 4 tfachim in the center airspace, and then 10 tfachim of each side of a platform, that's 24. What he's going to tell us what you're able to do, which is the kula, you can now take the walls that are really horizontal and view them as being vertical, and now it's going to be a wall. It's not actually vertical, but imagine you have like these pieces of paper where it has like, you know, dotted lines where to fold things. So that's what we're trying to come. We're trying to fold things up so it has a 10 tfachim wall. So again, imagine a flat board, 24 tfachim across. 4 tfachim, you just cut out an airspace. And then you have 10 tfachim of platform here, viewed as being bent up. So now you have 10 tfachim on all sides. That's how you create this mechitza. So that's the kula. So again, he says, this gezutra, sheyesh ba arba amos al arba amos. Chokek, going on to Pezai now. Chokek, but dalet al dalet tfachim. So you carve out 4x4 tfachim in the center. Umemala, and you could use it. And that's a cool. If you just look at Rashi, we'll look at Rashi. Why not? Rashi's chokek ba neka v'bemsi. You carve out a hole in the center. Vafilu eila mechitos saviv. Even if there are not actual walls, havin le yud tfachim hanisharim saviv hanekev l'chotzad. There is a length of 10 tfachim on each direction of the hole. Reroen osokilu hein kufim. We view them as if they are bent. Lemata downwards kein mechita like a mechita tluya al hamayim. Vamrin, and then we could invoke Nami good achis, ki'ilu yordos, it was so supposed at hamayim. So there are two steps going on here. One is being kofevit, number two applying good achis, and there, havin mayim shekenegah hanekav rishis yachid. So any water that's below this nekav is viewed as in the rishis yachid, and you're going to go ahead and be able to draw the water. He goes on to say, Rashi, if it's less than that dimensions, it won't work, because you don't have the 10 tfachim walls on the side. So that's the chiddush that we see Rabbi Hananiah ben Akavia holds with the same kula when building mechitzas over mayim.
What's the goal of the 10 tfachim wall?
You need a wall to make a rishis yachid, like we've been discussing.
No, but basically the 4 tfachim go down and create good achis.
No, the 4 tfachim is a hole. 10 tfachim creates a wall.
Yeah, but meaning between these fold down and create like a wall, like
right. That's 10 tfachim wall.
Like here.
Yeah, and then it goes all the way down.
And these 4 platforms, why do we need 4 platforms to create that? Just because...
You don't need that, just the platform. You don't need it, yeah.
You don't need that, that's my question.
So then the Gemara says, Amar Leah Baye, V'dilma, Lohi, not true, maybe they're not saying the same thing, Ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Yehuda hasam, El damar gud achis, mechitzasa. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda only allows one step. When you have a one wall, you already built walls. His case was you had the platform, and you built 10 tfachim walls, actual walls around it, and even though it doesn't touch the water, he says good achas. So good achas alone, that's allowed. Aval kof v'gud, but to first take the horizontal walls and view them as being bent, and then apply good, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would not go so far to apply such a kula. V'ad kan lo kama Rabbi Hananiah ben Akavia. Maybe Rabbi Hananiah ben Akavia, a house I'm only said over there by a particular case, el b'yama shel Tveria. When it came to the sea of the Tveria, ho v'yesh lo oganaim v'ayaros v'karpefos makifos oso. Since the Yamsha Tveria was surrounded by walls, surrounded by karpefos, other types of surroundings, they really didn't need a mechita. We'll see Rashi in just a second. So since the Yamsha Tveria itself had certain kulas, we're able to apply another kula of these walls that are going to be bent. But aval b'shar mayamos, other types of waters, other types of seas and rivers and whatnot, we wouldn't apply such a din. This is something unique to Yamashil Tiberia. Lo, he would not extend this heter. So if you just look at Rashi, Rashi says four lines down the end of the line, Ogat Ogonayim Safa Gavoa, the river banks was very high, or the banks around the sea there, the Yamashil Tiberia. Tavik Mechita Savivla, it was as if they already had walls around the entire body of water. Dika ktsasa keir de heter. There already is some recognition of there being a heter. Da karmelas midirbanani. We know that water itself is a karmelas, and a karmelas is only an iser midirbanan. Gzeira mishim hotsa mirshisa yachad lushis rab, unless you carry from the water to outside. Hova yeshla ktsas heter. Since it's already somewhat of a heter, and you have to figure out exactly how this works, but we're just being very superficial right now. Since there's a bit of a heter in that there's the riverbanks go around the water, even though in the end of the day it's really a karmelis and you should require full walls, to karpe if yosim beis asayim shalohuk of the dirhu. In the end of the day, miu betakanta purta kihai sagi. They said it was enough to have a little bit of a tikkun, a little bit of a fix that you're able to view the platform as being bent and gudachas all that together because something unique when it comes to the Yamashil Tiberia. But he would not apply this to other areas. So we see from here that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanan Meir Kavya are possibly mutually exclusive. So now the Gemara says, taking this idea of kafuf v'achas, of bending and then going down all the way to the water, the Gemara is going to create three or four different situations whereby we're going to be able to fold things using different dimensions. Okay, so let's go through slowly. This is where the pictures will become very, very handy. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Uledivri Chananya ben Akavya, ha'isa smucha lakosa b'pachos mishlosha tvachim. Let's say the platform was close to the wall, wasn't touching the wall, was close to the wall, and you have, it's three tvachim away, less than three tvachim from the wall. So you have, now the din is, tzarech shehe orcha dal amos, the length that goes parallel to the wall, still needs to be dal amos, which is 24 tvachim. You still need 24 tvachim, because you need the walls that are not parallel to the wall. So what's happening here, I guess I'll say it this way. Let's say you have a rectangle. Let's say this is a wall, this is a rectangle going across there. So what we're going to have here is the rectangle, the long apart, those 10 tvachim will come down this way. And then you have the wall itself as one wall. And then you have this platform will come down this way. So this wall, you don't need a full 24 tvachim coming out of the wall because you already have the wall itself serving as it. Only on the sides you need. So the long way, you need 24 tvachim. But the other way from the wall, you only need 11 tvachim because you have three tvachim to the wall, one tefach of the other space creating the four tefach area, and then plus the other 10 tvachim creating the wall to fall down this way, which is again opposite the wall itself. Hopefully that was clear. We'll read that inside the Gemara, and the pictures again will be very helpful. So again, if you have the platform smucha lekosel bipachas megimel tvachim, if it's right next to three, that within three tvachim, tzach shei orka, the length of it has to be dal amos, which is 24 tvachim. The rochvo, the width from the wall, away from the wall, only has to be a chadasar mashu, 11 and a little bit, because again, you have the wall itself, that itself is a wall. Then three tvachim plus another tefach of the airspace, and then another 10 tvachim. So the platform itself only needs to be 11 tvachim going away from the wall. That's the first understanding. Now, before we go ahead, there's just setting up the end of this Gemara here. That the situation we started with, that he says you need a platform that's 24 by 24 tvachim or 4 by 4 amos. When do you ever need that? Because if it's always next to a wall, the wall always covers itself a wall. You never need 24 tvachim away from the wall. So we're going to see at the end that situation where he said where it's 4 by 4 amos platform or 24 by 24 tvachim, that was only when the platform was not next to any wall. It was standing on an island by itself, and then you need to have all walls come down. But the moment it's next to an actual wall, that wall does serves as a wall. You don't need the wood of the platform to serve as an additional wall. That's just setting up the end of the Gemara.
So in this case, the three tvachim becomes doubled, and that's what
correct.
You say that.
So then the Gemara says, "Hi, Kufa. Let's say it's going to be standing up vertically, not horizontally, but vertically the wall now. So tzarach shehe gova asar tvachim. So now the platform, which stands up vertically, itself has to be 10 tvachim high. So now you have the wall itself plus the platform itself in the way it's structured. Those are two walls. And then how do you create the walls that are wrapping around to the space between the wall and the vertical platform?" So here you have, the Gemara says, rochva vav tfachim. It needs to be six tfachim wide, ushe mashim, and a little bit more. So what that means is that since it's six tfachim wide, so again, imagine you have the, I can use a sefer because we're trying to teach a halacha. Let's say this is a platform here. So this sefer is a wall, and the walls, actual walls. You have two walls. Now this has to be six tefachim wide, so you could bend one tefach here, one tefach here. So now you have four tefachim of wall. That's how wide it has to be. And now by putting one tefach here, you've created another mechita. Why? Because this is one tefach, and now you're creating it closer to three tefachim away. So now you have four tefachim wide from here, and then it's ten tefachim wide. So now you created walls on all sides. That's the case in this case, in this situation. So again, the Gemara says Hayisa, repeating this again, Zakufa. If it's the platform is vertical, Tzarech she gova asar tefachim needs to be ten tefachim high. The roch for the width is a sheish tefachim six v'shnei mashin and two little pieces at the end to close up and create lavin. Then the Gemara says Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Haisa omedes bekeren zavis. Let's say it's in the corner now. So in the corner, you already have a corner of walls. Those have two walls already, so you need much less. You just need to create two other walls. So if it's in the corner, and again, the picture is helpful here. Tzarech shehe gova asar tefachim. It's going to be same thing where it's vertical. It has to be 10 tefachim high. V'rochev beis tefachim. All you really need here is two tefachim. Because imagine you have a platform that's at the corner. Imagine this is the, say this is the wall here, the actual wall. You need one and two. And all you need here is a little quarter, a two tefach piece, one and one. So one tefach here plus lavud, one tefach here plus lavud, and then you've created your four walls that way. So the Gemara then, just read that inside one more time. Haisa omedes bekeren zavis, and sarach shehe agova asar tefachim needs to be ten tefachim high. V'rocha beis tefachim, and the width only needs to be two tefachim, a very, very thin platform, and shtei mashin, a little bit more, to now kind of bend it, halachically bend it, to create your third and fourth wall necessary. So now the Gemara says, which I told you what the Gemara is going to ask, v'lohod tanya. The initial case we had that Rabbi Hananiah ben Akavya Omer Guzustra Sheish Ba Arba Amos Al Arba Amos V'Cholkig Al Beis Al Beis. You have a 4x4 Amos or 24x24 Tefachim long platform. So then, why do you ever need that? Umimala, if it's ever next to the wall itself is going to serve as a wall. You don't need to have that part, the platform adjacent to the wall, to be that length. The wall itself is a wall. So Hechem Ishkach, so when you need it, Davida Kiasisa, when you make it as an Asisa, which means when they define Asisa, where is this, Rashi? Where is Rashi? How do they define Asisa in the English?
Mortar. Josiah?
Mortar. It's like a mortar. I don't know what it means. It looks like a mortar. It's, in essence, it's talking about where it's an island, where it's a platform that's, yeah, where it's just, exactly, where it's just a platform in the middle of the water where there are no walls around. It just stands isolated. So since you're not next to any walls, you don't need to use any walls. That's when you need a full four amos, so you bend all sides. But again, the moment it's next to a wall or next to a corner, whatever the case is, that already shortens the need for any side of those lengths. So that ends this whole interesting discussion of kafuf the achas. So the Mishnah now tells us, amas amayim shehi overis bechater. You have this channel of water that passes through a chater, and ein memalan heimana b'shabbos elam kein asel amachita. So imagine you have a water channel passing through your area. So the only way you're allowed to draw the water is if you put a mechitza on one end where the water comes in, and a mechitza on the other end where the water comes out from. So then the Rabbi Huda Omer, kosel she'al gaba tidon mishim mechitza. Rabbi Huda l'shitasa, as we saw on yesterday's daf, you don't actually require an additional mechitza. The walls that already exist there was an assumption that there are walls at the end of the city where the water comes in and out. Those walls already exist. Even though they don't pass over the water, that's enough of the hecker necessary to allow one to use the water, to scoop up the water, to drop the water. That's in a channel passing through. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi just writes here. Rashi says, Asula, around 8, 9 wide lines down, Asula mechitza. According to the Tanakhama, you need to build a wall within the channel itself. To make it clear that you're building the wall for the allowance of drawing the water on Shabbos. Umechitas hachatzer hatluya, the wall that's for the chatzer, that's hanging, that's above, voveris agaba, even though it might pass over the water, enamo elisla, doesn't work because it wasn't done in the kavana of the mayim. V'yafagav de mechita tluya b'materis b'mayim, even though in general we say the mechita tluya is allowed to be used over water, hani mili hecha de nearest mechita shenasis b'shul hamayim. It's only true if it was clear that the intention was to build for the water, but the moment it wasn't so clear, Tanakama holds it doesn't work, while Rabbi Huda's response is, I don't care if you had an intention. L'maisa, if there's a wall of the water, that's enough of a hecker to allow one to draw water from the channel. So the mission now continues and says that Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Ba'ama Shel Avel, there's once a situation of a water in this city called the Avel or Avel, and then He says, Shehayu Mimalin Mimenu Al Pizakena B'Shabbos, and they would actually draw water based on the Psak of the Chachamim. And it seems that this was a situation where there was no special wall built for the water. It was a wall built for the Bnei Chatzar, and yet it still was allowed. And the response was that I agree that they allowed you to draw water, but that wasn't because the mechitza served as mechitza. Amrulo says the Mishnah, Mipnei Shalohaya Bakashir. They didn't have the proper shear. In other words, the water wasn't so deep. Rashi points out in the Mishnah, Shalohaisa Kishir, the karmelis, it didn't serve the proper dimensions to create a karmelis. O Bomek Yud, it wasn't 10 tvachim deep. O Baruch of Dalar, it wasn't 4 tvachim wide. Shein Maim Nasis Rushus La'atzman Bepachas Me Omek Yud, Baruch of Dalar. The only concern here is drawing water when it's in a separate Rushus, when it's in a karmelis. But the moment it does not fit the dimensions of a karmelis, it's a Makum Patur, and there's no problem at all carrying from a Makum Patur to Rushus Yachid, you don't need walls in that situation. But if it were to be a real karmelis, Chacham say you need to make a special wall over the Knisa and the Yitzia. That's the position of the Tanakam. So Gemara now quotes a Brayis, the Tanur Rabbanim. If you make a wall at the entrance where the water flows in, but you don't make a wall where the water exits from, or you make it where the exit is, but you don't make it from the entrance of the water, this is just echoing the Mishnah that Tanakhama holds. You need to have a wall both B'Knisa and B'Yitzia. Rabbi Yehuda, again, he repeats his statement here in the Raisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kosel Shagaba, the wall that's already on top of the water, Tido Mishum Mechitza, that serves to provide Mechitza for the water itself, even though it wasn't built initially for the purpose of the water. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Ba'amas Amayim Shaisa Ba'am Evel Tzipori. There's a water that apparently went from the city to Tzipori. Vahim Malana Himana B'Shabbos Al Pi Hezekanim, like we saw in the Mishnah. And Amar Lo, they said, Misham Raya, Mipnei Shalohaisa Amuka Yisar Tvachim V'Rocho Dal. That's because the water was either not deep 10 Tvachim or wasn't as wide, wasn't 4 Tvachim wide. That's why they allowed for it. It wasn't really a karmelis. So this price is just pretty much a repetition of the Mishnah with a little bit of a different language. Tani Idach. Another price says, Amas Amayim Ha'overis Bein Hachalonos. If you have water that passes through the windows, which means you have the houses that are on the riverbanks, they're hanging over like we're in like Venice like that, and the water passes through. So you stick your hand out the window, you could draw some water. So the Gemara is going to make a bit of a cryptic statement here. We're going to figure out what this means. So if it's Pachos Mishlosha, we don't know what Pachos Mishlosha means right here. It might refer to either the width of the Amas Amayim, or it might refer to how far the riverbank is. It wasn't always true that the walls were right mamish over the river. It could be that there was like a little bit of the wall, there was a riverbank, a flat area, and then there's the water itself. So the Gemara is trying to figure out what this Pachos Mishlosha refers to. But if it's something, it's Pachos Mishlosha, less than 3 tefachim, which you're allowed to utilize lavud, or maybe it's some issue of Malkum Patur, we'll see. Mishal Shel Deli Mimala, you could lower down the pail from your window and draw the water up. If it's shlosh, if that area that we are still, that's ambiguous area, is 3 tvachim or more, a mishal shall delete mamali, you may not lower down the pail and draw the water. That's all the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, pachas midalad mishal shall delete, if it's, he uses 4 tvachim as the dimension, if it's less than 4 tvachim, you can lower the pail mamali and fill it up. If it's arba, if it's 4 tvachim or more, a mishal shall delete mamali, you cannot. So again, the Mayaskin, what's the case here? What's the 3 and 4 tvachim referring to? If it's referring to the water itself, the channel itself, whether it's 3 or 4 tefachim, if that's the debate, could anyone really say that 3 tefachim is the shear of a karmelis of the water? When he came back from Eretz Yisrael, it was very clear that he quoted from Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein karmelis pechusa medalad. When it's less than 4 tefachim, it's not a karmelis. So how could he have a position in the Braisa that says, no, the definition of karmelis is 3 tefachim? Lema ketanai Amar Lishmais, is it possible Rabbi Yochanan was saying a statement, giving the impression that this was definitive, when in fact it was really a machlokas tanai, the Tanakama, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Hard to say that Rabbi Yochanan would do such a thing. So really, he can't be describing the width of the Amas Amayim, Ela Bagfeha Ula Hachlef. It's referring to the Agfeha, which is the riverbanks above the channel that they would normally take the water from the riverbanks, rest it on this riverbank, and then bring it to the house. That's what the issue here is. So the Gemara says again, Ela Bagfeha Ula Hachlef, to put on the riverbanks. If you just look at Rashi, Rashi says, Ela Bagfeha Ula Hachlef. The Yesh, around 8 lines up from the bottom, the Yesh Ba'ama, Shir Karmelis. The Amma is a Shir Karmelis. It's 4 Tvachim wide, according to all opinions. It's going to be a makom patur now, Umishal shesadli, you draw the water from the water, and draw the pail from the water. Umenicha al-gafayim, you now place it on the riverbanks, which is a makom patur. Umisham, from there, machlifa la'ama memala, or first, it's actually turned the other way around. You first put the pail on the riverbanks, then you put it into the water, umalayu, v'chozer menicha al-gafayim, then you put it back up on the riverbanks, umisham machlifa la'rishishiyachin, from there you can bring it to Rishishiyachin. So that's what we're referring to. That area, that's a makom patur. So again, the riverbank, the river is a karmless. My house is Rishis Yachid, but normally I can't go from a karmless to Rishis Yachid. But here, where there's an area, a flat area between the water and my house, which is a makom patur, that I could actually put something on and switch and swap in between. And we'll see a bunch of challenges in just a second, but that's what we're referring to. So the Gemara says, wait a second, are you allowed to do that? You allowed to use a makom patur and Rishis Yachid people use it, and Rishis Rabin people use it? We said before, and several times, Vahaki Asar of Dimir of Dimi came back, and he reported from Amar B'Yochanan, Makom she'ein bo arba al arba. If you have an area, a platform that has less than 4x4 tefachim, which means it's a makom patur, mutal uvnei rishis yachid uvnei rishis rabim lekasiv alav. Both domains could use such a property because it's makom patur. It just becomes subsumed in whatever context it's in. Ubavad shel yachlifu, as long as you don't swap here. So how can we say if you have a platform, I can't take something from Rishis Yachid, put it on the Makom Patur, and then take from Makom Patur and put it on Rishis Rabim? That's a problem. But here by the river, we say I can take the water, put it on the Makom Patur, then from the Makom Patur to my Rishis Yachid. Either Machlev is allowed or it's not allowed. So how can we suggest that if it's less than 3 or 4 tefachim, whenever the sheer Makom Patur is, that Hachlifa is allowed?
Yeah, so Machlifa, you're bringing your own water back.
No, you're going from the Karmless to the platform to my house. Yeah. So Gemara answers no. Hasam Rishios Deraisa Hacha, going on to my base now, Hacha Rishios Derabanim. When it came to Rishis Harabim, we're talking about real Dina Deraisa there. So by Dina Deraisa, Rishis Harabim and Rishis Yachad, then we said, Lahachlif is Asr. When it came to a Karmelis, which is only Din Derabanan, there we said, Lahachlif would actually be permitted. So the Gemara says, wait a second, is that really true that Lahachlif by Derabanan is permitted? Vaha Rabbi Yochanan, Rishios Derabanan, Nami Amar. Don't we have the Rabbi Yochanan? We're going to see a Braisa, and Rabbi Yochanan's comment in the Braisa that even by a din derabanan, Rabbi Yochanan felt lahachlif would still be aser. The Braisa says, this is a Braisa that should be familiar to us. Kosel shebein shnei chatzeros. If you have a wall between two courtyards, gavo asar tefachim. If it's 10 tefachim high, the rochav arba, it's 4 tefachim wide. That means on the top of the kosel, there's 4 tefachim width to use to go on top of the area to sit on top to eat fruit on top of it. So if it's 10 tefachim long, or rather 10 tefachim high, and 4 tefachim wide, Marvin Shaim, that's a real wall, and you can only make 2 separate Eruvim on each chatzer. They cannot combine the two. Vein Marvin Echad. That wall breaks up the chatzer. It's 2 separate chatzeros. You can't put them together. Hayu Barosha Peros, let's say they're fruit on top of the wall. Elu Olin Mikan Ve'Ochlin, Ve'Elu Olin Mikan Ve'Ochlin. Each B'nei chatzer could go up to the top of the wall, and they can eat it. If, let's say, Nifrat HaKosa, let's say the wall has been breached, until 10 amos, meaning the breach is less than 10 amos, then we view that as a Pesach, and Marvin Shaim, you can either decide to make the Bnei Chatzer as separate, the Shnei Chatzer as a separate Eruvim, or if you want, in Ratu, Marvin Echad, because Mipnei Shuk Pesach, because at 10 or less than 10 amos a breach is like a Pesach, so it can combine the two, or you can still leave it as a separation because the wall is still a good wall. If Yosimikan, if however the breach is more than 10 amos, so that's not a Pesach anymore, Marvin Echad, you could only make an Erev as them together, Ve'ein Marvin Shaim, that cannot be separate because that breach no longer recognizes the wall as being a wall, and it's all one long chatzer. Okay, so that's the Braisa. Now, Vabinam Ba, so that whole discussion where you're allowed to climb up to the top of the wall and eat the fruit, that was only when it's 4 tefachim wide, where it's a Rishis Yachid Bifni Atma. But what about, Rabbi Yochanan asked the question, Vavinam Ba, Ein Bo Arba, Mai. What if it's the top of the wall is less than 4 tefachim? It's not a Rishis Yachid anymore, but now it's going to be a Makom Patur. What would the din be? So Amar Rav, of your Beis Rishios, Sholatis Bo, that both parties are able to kind of hold on to it and have access. For Lo Yasis Bo, Mali Nima, you shouldn't even use a, move it a hair width because it's Zeh Oser Al Zeh, Zeh Oser Al Zeh. So you make a proper heir, they both have equal rights to it. It's not Rishis Yachid in its own right, it gets subsumed by both sides of the fence. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, Eilu Ma'alan Mikan Ve'Ochlan, Ve'Elu Ma'alan Mikan Ve'Ochlan. We don't view them as being combined, rather, each chatzer could bring up the fruit and eat the on top of the wall. It's a makom patur to chatzer A. It's a makom patur to chatzer B. And we know you could go from Rishis Yachid to makom patur back and forth. That's all allowed. And the Gemara then says further, Ve'oz Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, the chiaser of demon or demon came back. Amr, he quoted from Rabbi Yochanan, makom shein bo arba arba. when you have an area that doesn't have 4x4, it's a makom patur. Mutter levnei rishis rabim levnei rishis yachid lekasev alav. They're allowed to, you know, use it to take rest, to take things from the shoulder from rishis yachid to the makom patur, or from rishis rabim to makom patur, as long as bavad shliach lifa, as long as you don't swap. So now this application of the not swapping is being applied to the case of the wool. Now the case of the wool, it's a Rishis HaYachid only. There's no Din D'Oraisa going on. That's only a Din D'Rabbanan because there's no Eruv. So how is that allowed? So if you just look at Rashi, Rashi says, Rashi Hahi, you see Rashi around 10 narrow lines down, he says, Hahi, De'elu Malin Mikan, Ve'elu Malin Mikan, De'mashma Aval Achlifulo. The implication is you're only allowed to bring up from your side, but you can't switch from one side of Rishis HaYachid A to the Makom Patur, and then go to Rishis Yachid to Chatzar B, that would be allowed because Lahachlev. But this case is clearly an only Rishis Derbanim. There's no Rishis Aram here, there's no Din Derais here, and yet still we see, according to Yochanan, Lahachlev is still Aser. So Gemara says, no, that's not a problem here. This statement here, who says Lahachlev is Aser by Rishis Arabim, that's a Das Yachid. Hahi Zeir Amri. Ziri was quoting from Rabbi Yochanan. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Ziri Amri, Mishrei Rabbi Yochanan, that even by Rishus Dirabanan, Lahachlef would be Aser. Avala Ravdimi, the Alib de Yochanan, Mutter Lahachlef. So Ravdimi, everything makes sense. By Rishus Dirais, Lahachlef is Aser. By Rishus Dirabanan, it's all Mutter. Now, according to Ziri, the Gemara says, wait a second, but Ziri Kasha, there's still Kasha for Ziri, so we still have to work out his position. He holds that even by Rishus Dirabanan, Lahachlef is Aser. So then how do we figure out the case? Back to the Amos Hamayim, where we said, when we spoke about the distance of 3 Tvachim versus 4 Tvachim, that was talking about how wide the Makom Patur was. But everyone agrees that you go from the water to Makom Patur to Rishus Yachid. But Ziri doesn't allow that. He thinks even from the Yam to Makom Patur to Rishus Yachid, even though it's only Rishus Derabanan, it should still be Aser Lahachlep. So how is Ziri going to understand the initial Machlokis in the Braisa between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel about Pachas Mishlosha versus Pachas Me'arba? So Gemara says, Haziri Mokim La Bama Samayim Gufa. He thinks the discussion is about the Amma Samayim. Although we had said before that Rabbi Yochanan presented the Shiva Karmelis as 4 Tvachim, and there's no Machlokas Tanayim, Ziri thinks otherwise, that really there is a Machlokas Tanayim. What is the width of a Karmelis? Is it 3 Tvachim or is it 4 Tvachim? And this is the very Machlokas here in that Braisa. The Gemara says that again, Ziri Mokim La Bama Samayim, that Shiva was a Machlokas about the width of the channel of water. Gufa, Rav Dimi Tanahi, and Rav Dimi, when he was reporting from Rabbi Yochanan, in a Chanami, he was giving one side, but he was really reporting that which it hinges on in Machlokas tonight. Fine. So now the Gemara says, okay, so now that we've established all this, Teve Ki Chori Karmelis. So let at least this channel, even though it might be less than 3 Tvachim wide, or less than 4 Tvachim wide, where the Bari said you're allowed to draw water from it, because it does not have a Shiva Karmelis, let it at least be the walls of a hole of a karmelis, which is an extension of the karmelis, meaning just like a karmelis itself is usher, right? This channel of water didn't come from nowhere, it came from a bigger, where the channel was wider, where, from a river. So it started off as a karmelis, and then got to a very narrow stream here. That stream should at least be considered chore karmelis, a hole of a karmelis, and the din is any hole of a domain becomes the domain itself. If I have a wall here, and let's say this is Rishis Rabim, and there's a chore in the wall, that wall is considered, that hole is considered a Rishis Rabim, because it's an extension of the Rishis Rabim itself. So why would this little stream not be an extension of the karmelis itself and be usur? So if you... No, less than 4 or less than 3, depending how you hold. But it's less than the shear. It's only.
But that was only the lip, the side of the water.
No. According to Zeiri, the wall. Now the machlok is about the Amos Hamayim itself.
Okay.
Yeah. So Gemara says, Amar Abai Bar Abin, Rav Chanina Bar Abin, Damri Tavaya, both of them hold. They were brothers. Ein Chorin Lekarmis. There was no Chorin Lekarmis. They didn't make such a din. Rashi simply says, Delo Achmiri Bei Rabbanan Kulehai. They were not so Machmir when it came to Karmis. They extended the din of Chorin to Rishis Rabim and to Rishis Yachid, where those are real dini deraisa. But when they created the domain of the Karmis, they did not extend it to Chorin Karmis. And therefore, there's no concern. Rav Ashi Amar, Afil Tema, Yesh Chorin Lekarmis. Even if one were to say there is such a concept as Chorin Karmis in general, Hanimila Besmucha, it's only true when it's mamish next to the domain. The Hacha B'Mufleg is here, where the stream is so far away from the river where the river was wide, where it was 4 Tvachim or 3 Tvachim respectively, then it would be a problem. But here, since it's so far away, it's Mufleges, it wouldn't be a concern. So I don't know how far the distance would be, maybe 3 or 4 Tvachim away, but imagine you have like a river that's very wide, and then it goes to a little stream, so the first few Tvachim might be considered a Chorei Karmelis. But the moment you go down the stream further, then it's no longer considered an extension of the Karmelis, and would be not subject to the dinim of a Karmelis. Ravina Amar, he says, no, a very different understanding of what's going on here. He says, Kagon de'avirle nafike apuma. But back to the initial question of what the three and four tefachim were, his definition is as follows. If you take a look at the pictures, you don't need the pictures, but imagine you have these walls that are going over the river, right? They have the wall itself of the chatzar, and the stream went through. Then they built a separate wall just for the water. But you didn't build the wall completely closed. There's a little separation in between the walls that are going over the water. So that was machlokas, whether or not it's three or four tvachim. So he says, Amar kigon d'avirle nifik apuma. You made this wall on top of the water, the shame, the water. Vaz de Rabban al Tamayu, Rabbi Shimon al Gamliel al Tamayu, that they had this machlokas in general back at the beginning of the Masechta. How does one define lavud? Is lavud three tvachim or is lavud four tvachim? Now we know already we've pretty much accepted three tvachim as lavud, but there's machlokas. So they were same thing here. When you have a wall, two walls coming together to create a full wall over the water, how much of a distance to how much of a gap do we tolerate? That's what it's talking about. Nothing to do with the size of the karmelis of the water, nothing to do with how big the riverbanks are, all about the wall and a shear in lavud. So the new Mishnah tells us now as follows. Gezushtra, shi lamala min amayim. This is also a repeat. If you have a platform that's above the water, ein mimalan heimanu b'shabbos, you cannot draw water from it. Elam kein asla mechita gavoa asar tvachim, unless you've built a 10 tvachim wall around that hole. Bein milamala, bein milamata, whether the wall is above the platform or whether or not the wall is beneath the platform, that would be necessary. V'chein shtei gezushtra, zu lamala mizu, so to be these two platforms, one's up and one's below, asul el yon, if you make a mechitza only on the top, below asul tachtoni, don't make the walls for the lower platform, shein asuros ad she'arvu, this is, again, without getting to the dinim, you cannot use this hole, this the drawing of the pail, because they both have access now, one is more comfortable than the other one, but we said since they both have access, they're osir zelze, until they make a proper air. So that's a mission which we already analyzed in great depth. So the Gemara now points out what we start off the daf with here. Masis, our mission is delo kechananya ben akavet, because we saw before, Chananya ben akavet doesn't require actual walls. He says the horizontal platform can be viewed as kafuf v'achas. The fact that the Mishnah says you need real mechitas sounds like delo kechananya ben akavet. The Tanya, Chananya ben akavet omer gezushtra sheyesh ba'arba arba amos, 24 tefachim by 24 tefachim, or 4 by 4 amos, chokik ba'arba arba, you have to carve out 4 by 4 tefachim in the center, umimala. So we see that he doesn't really require walls, he just needs a long platform. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, Lo Hitter Rabbi Yochanan ben Akavya Ela B'Yamashal Tveria. His din was only true when it came to something as suspended over the Yamashal Tveria. Hol V'yeshlo Ganaim V'Yaros V'Karpevos Makivos. Also, since it had some natural walls around it. Aval B'Shar Yamos, other waters in the world, Lo, he will not apply such a Hitter. Let's continue going. Let's just go into the next daf a little bit. The Gemara now says, last eight lines or so of the Amud here, Tanya Rabban the Braisa teaches us, Shlosha Devarim Hitir Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya L'Anshi Tveria. There were three Devarim that Rabbi Chananya permitted, the people of Tveria. Number one is Mimalin Main B'Gezushtra B'Shabbos. He allowed you to draw water from this platform that we already discussed. Now V'Tomnin B'Eta, we'll analyze this in just a moment quickly. And Mistapkin B'Alontis, so you could first insulate something in Eta, and then you could use a towel on Shabbos. So each one separately now. Mimalin mayim begezushtra b'shabbos hadamrin. That we already discussed this haldaf. V'tomnin be'etza mayim. He wasn't mean you could insulate something in etza. So the Gemara quotes the Tanya. The Braisa teaches hishkim lahavi psolas. If you're going to bring some psolas, Rashi says is referring to psolas of kidney, some type of bean. You bring up some of the leftover stuff from behind the beans. So the din is, it's something related to tumah. The way it works, just quickly, I mentioned outside before we read ahead, that for food to become tameh, has to first come into contact with one of the seven liquids. And one of the seven liquids is tal, dew. That's one of the seven. Now, when that food comes into contact with liquid, then if someone tameh touches the food now can become tameh. It doesn't become tameh when it gets wet, but now it's hukshar, it's susceptible to tumah. If one were to touch fruit before it ever became wet, it wouldn't become tameh. So now, part of being makshir food, you have to want the water or the liquid or the towel to be there. It's based on the positive chi yutan. Yutan is the drasha yitain that you have to, when you put something on, you're aware and you want it to be placed. Yutan is in the passive that it was placed on it, but why is it yutan spelled as yitain, the Gemara says? Because it was done, but with your ratzon. You wanted it to happen. So here you're collecting this psolas, you're collecting these the wood or the wrappings or the whatever, the peels of the beans you have, and it has early in the morning, hishkim lehem, early in the morning, where there's still tal out there, still dew. In Bishril Sheyesh Olav Tal, if you're doing this just to get the dew, because you want the dew to, I don't know, help insulate or whatever food you're trying to cover up, Harehi B'chiyutan. That's B'chiyutan, that means you want it. And now the Tal is Machshu the food. If one were to touch it, the food would be Tame. If you're waking up early because you have work to get to, you're trying to just insulate your food before work starts, but nothing to do with the towel at all, happens to be there just is towel, then ain't a bechiyutan, that would not be bechiyutan, because you don't care for the towel. You just care about getting it all warmed up or insulated before you run off to work. V'stam anshe teveria, going on to daf peches now, v'stam anshe teveria, the understanding, dummy. The understanding was Anshe Teveria, Rashi, the Bali Malacha, they were very, very makbid on going to work earlier, working hard, really hard workers. So the understanding was, unless we hear otherwise, Istam Das of Anshe Teveria was to wake up early just to get work started, but nothing to do with the tal. And therefore, this was a kula, the tal would not be machshir the food. And the third and final halacha was mistabgim balontish, allowed to dry up with a towel. Mahi, what does that mean? The Tanya, the Brisa says, mistabik adam balontis, umanicha b'chalon, you could dry up with a towel on Shabbos and place it by the window. V'loim serenu le'ol yarin, don't give it to le'ol yarin, b'pneisha chashuduna also davar, the people, the bathhouse attendants, they were choshesh of drying it and fixing their schit, they're wringing it out. Rabbi Sho, he says you should not hand it to them, just place them by the window. If they take it, that's their problem, but you shouldn't hand it. That would be Lufna Iver, that would be Messiah Bedavar Aveira. And Rabbi Shuan Omer Af Mevim Biado Latoch Beso, you can even carry it to your house. So this is an interesting din, and we're not concerned that a person is going to actually squeeze it out, and you could use a towel on Shabbos. Halach Lamaisa, why are we not concerned? The guy dries his body off, it's the towel is full of water. Why are we not concerned it's going to lead to Schita? So Magid Ram says something very interesting. He quotes from Iran, Masechah Shabbos. Really, we should also using a towel. But the problem is, if we ask using a towel, we have to ask her going to the bath. Because if you're going to use a bath on Shabbos, you're going to then use a towel. So if you can't use a towel, it means you have to ask her rechitza. But then Ron says, that's a gzera, shena tzibur yachal amorba. They couldn't handle not going to the bath on Shabbos. So since it would be an impossible gzera, they didn't ask her it. So based on this, Magen Rambam says the practice is now we don't take a bath on Shabbos. We don't take a shower. We don't go in the water on Shabbos. So since we can be omed on such a gzera, maybe taka we shouldn't allow using a towel. That's the Magen Rambam, what he writes. Others say the reason is because since the water doesn't get to waterlogged, when you take a bath, it doesn't get that waterlogged. You have to squeeze it out. So there's no chashash of schita. So based on this, Orcha Shabbos writes, okay, but let's say you use a very small towel to clean your whole body, eventually it will get waterlogged, so there's only true heter if you use a big towel. But a small towel, then there should be a concern. And the final discussion is, I forget who this quote's from, he said the reason is because the only time schit is relevant is if you really want the water. You want to drink the wine or the water, but no one's drinking the water out of the towel after you dry it, so there's no chashash of schita, and therefore that's the reason why. Halach lemaisa, the practice is if a person goes to the mikvah, we say a person shouldn't use a towel, because according to the Magen Avraham, really, the din is that he thought that the gzera should be in place. Also because there's hair in the body, now drawing hair from the water from the hair, that's also an issue of schita, so because this practice is most do not use a towel on Shabbos, they air dry or they just put clothing back on top of the body. Okay, we'll stop here, and Mitzvah Shem will continue tomorrow.